This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And truly, you know, I get it. I get that there's other shows you could be watching. You know, when you're on the plane and they say to you, we realize you had other ways you could travel or other places you could travel, and we're glad you chose this airline. Well, I am. I'm glad you chose me to listen to tonight. So I do appreciate your time with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, but I believe it shows you what high IQ you have. I always say that all the time, but I believe it. So anyway, you know, I'm not that conspiracy kind of guy. You guys all know that. If you've known me for any length of time, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, I don't sit there. I don't think the government can do everything some of you guys believe it can do. And not because they don't have the technology. It's because they don't have the IQ level needed to pull it off. That's kind of where I'm at with it. I mean, do you really believe that they can keep secrets as long as they have, like with an Area 51, that kind of stuff? So anyhow. Too many people involved, too many people, you know, from the government, too many government workers involved in and around it.
That's because the aliens ate them all.
That's, I didn't think of that. See, you blow the whole thing. In case you didn't hear that, producer Tammy said, that's because the aliens ate everybody involved, so nobody really is around anymore. There you go. And she will be here all week also. So, Facebook. Now, the data scandal is a big deal, right? And if you think about it, you think about how much data they have. And again, I blame us. We've done this. We give these companies this much information. We're all into it. We love it. And, you know, we've got everything known to mankind on Facebook. They know everything about you, where you go, what you do, what you buy, how long you spend there, the whole thing. Can you imagine the data they're selling to travel companies and other places to get your business? So because of the data scandal, they were ready to do their own rollout of something like an Alexa, right? Alexa's the, is that the Google one? Okay. And I know there was a few others coming out with them. I know that, Amazon was coming out with their own. So you think about all that. And then Facebook was going to do it. So every conversation you have, because those things, now I have a friend of mine that has one. She's got the Alexa unit in her office. And I said, you're out of your mind. That thing is picking up, unless you totally unplug it, pull the battery, whatever it is it's got that keeps it going, it hears everything you're saying. It's got keywords it keys in on, so it knows what to send you in ads and such. You know, think of the stupidity behind this. You go searching for, I don't know, a certain kind of tool, me, for a certain kind of electronic piece of equipment. I'm looking for a replacement for something. And then every website I go to, even if I already buy that piece, it's coming up in the ads. Because they've dropped a cookie on your computer. They've got information in the browser that tells them what you've looked for recently. So every time you browse somewhere, it's showing you where you can get that product. Now, public outrage has dampened any potential for Facebook's latest way of mining household information through their own, like, speaker product. That house that Zuckerberg built is shaking on its foundation right now. I mean, their stock is taking nosedives. He's really not come out and made anybody feel any better about anything. They hemorrhaged more than $70 billion in 10 days. Think about that. $70 billion. I'm sure shareholders are pounded on his head right about now. They're watching users exit en masse alongside brands like Playboy and fellow entrepreneur Elon Musk's SpaceX and Tesla. They pull their pages. You know, we've told you that we've found an online service. Is that OneWay, right? OneWay.com. And they are, you know, they hadn't planned on moving that fast or this fast. They are a conservative site, but they allow anybody to come there and speak and talk. They don't squelch your freedom of speech. They don't grab data from you. And, you know, here's the thing, the great thing. If we can show Facebook and others that other companies can grow, that other companies in the same business. Remember, Facebook wasn't the first one. They just offered more. They moved faster. They listened to people more. And they were smart enough to go after the college kids. By going after the college kids, they were getting young adults. Now, weren't they? Now, during its May developer conference, Facebook will chuck their proverbial tail between their legs, originally intended to unveil their new intelligent home speaker system. The Amazon Echo-esque product will instead be absent. Zuckerberg will take part of an entirely different sort of presentation. He's also being compelled, requested, asked to speak to Congress, as well he should. We cannot let these companies, Google, Facebook, YouTube, Ustream, well, not Ustream, but along these lines, you can't let them get away with this. They're infringing on your privacy, and they're selling things you don't even know. You don't even know how they're putting that information in. It's just like these stores that now want you to put the apps on their phone so they can follow you through their store. So you can type in toilet paper, and it'll take you right to the toilet paper aisle, right where it is. But at the same time, they're tracking what you're buying. Where you going? What you're looking for? Nobody does it just to be a nice guy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina now agrees with the Democrats when it comes to, we need to be more like Europe. Seriously. We need to be going down that road that the Europeans are wanting to go down. Because almost 80% of Europeans, according to a recent poll, now want tighter border controls. We knew that was coming, didn't we? Come on, think about it. With everything going on around there, with the way some of the major cities are being turned upside down, and I'm not saying all Muslims or all, you know, all people from the Islamic faith are like this, but obviously the people coming in are, obviously, the people coming in have been told that they're going to get all kinds of freebies, all kinds of wonderful things are going to happen for them, and they're not even going to have to work for them because we're so afraid of them, so afraid of saying no to them, that they're going to get pretty much anything they want. Now, this poll covered all 28 European Union states, and it revealed an overwhelming concern. Now, think about something. These people are not always so easy in giving up information. So, three-quarters of the EU citizens say that Europe's extended borders should be better protected. Now, the survey, like I said, it was big. Now, what's most striking about the survey, wrote the Spectator, it was on March 21st, is that they're 24th, was that there's such an extraordinary unanimity around the question of immigration, while numerous political divides exist. And I always find that amazing, too. See, the politicians here, it's supposed to be representative government, but apparently it's not. Because you have a large number, and I thought this was amazing, that I actually heard a politician lie. Well, it wasn't amazing that he lied. It was amazing that he still has his head in a dark place. The majority of Californians do not want a sanctuary state. Majority of California voters want the law applied equally across the board. And yet, I actually heard a politician and others to go along with him in California say that the will of the people was that we would become a sanctuary state. Not true. Now, the poll revealed, in fact, that while 78% of all Europeans believe that illegal immigration in their country is a problem, more citizens in every single European country say that it is a serious problem. Right? So it's not just one of those irritants, like, yeah, there's too many of those Italians coming in, we got to stop that from happening. Like, no! They are overrunning the place. They are pulling our economy down. They are ruining our neighborhoods. You know, years ago, we used to go to a church in South Central. Well, I don't even know if they still call that. South Central, Los Angeles. And there were some bad parts of town there. And I remember not being totally on board with it, but hearing one of the assistant pastors say that the reason that the Hispanic community, when they're in the streets and they're selling their wares and they have clothes that are hanging off a fence, and, you know, it does. It looks like, as they used to refer to, you know, like a little Tijuana kind of thing, right? That's how they used to refer to it. So you have a view of what's going on. And where I grew up in Boston, it was kind of the same look. And it dawned on me that, yes, when they come here for a better life, yes, when they want to feed their families, it's interesting that they go back to what they're comfortable to, selling in the street. Right? That's how they make a few bucks. They put their wares up there. Other people buy them. I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. You're coming here for a different life. Do it differently. Start off differently. Europeans also expressed anxiety over the prospect of African migrants arriving en masse into Europe over the next 10 years. 68% of those surveyed say that they're either strongly in fear or moderately fearful with such a scenario. They would never say that to a government official, I'm sure, because of how much trouble you can get into. The rapid population growth of Muslims in Europe is another area of particular concern among Europeans. This is according to the survey, not according to Joe Messina. 70% of people believing that a growing Muslim presence is a problem, and 8% saying it's no threat at all. 8% saying it's no threat at all. 8. Now, if you're truly representing the people, if you truly care about what the people say, what should you be doing? The majority of Europeans across the board believe that the influx of immigrants into their respective countries are going to increase both the crime rate and the threat of terrorism because they can't keep up with it from a security standpoint. Right? Over half the citizens polled said that the influx of immigrants also will change the culture of their countries. See, I don't know what we're afraid of when it comes to why the libs keep pushing this, what do you want to call it? It's almost like a neutral culture. It's almost like you can't... You mean Italians are different than Spaniards. Spaniards are different than the French. French are different than the English. And it's okay. They have different traditions, different styles, different ways they celebrate. We don't all have to do it the same way. There was an Italian woman who got in trouble because she, I won't say gave a speech, but made comments around... The Americans have every right to be afraid of their guns being taken away because our guns were taken away and now we're getting put in jail for things we simply say on Facebook or Twitter. Think about that. That doesn't mean that I'm expecting that I'm going to shoot my way out of it. But I think the police and others would be less inclined to start locking people up en masse for something they say on Facebook or Twitter if citizens are armed and can rise up against the government. That was, think about where our founding fathers had just come from. Think about the fight they had just had and why they had the fight they had. They rose up against the government. They rose up against tyranny. They rose up against taxation without representation. They rose up against a dictatorship where they had no say. If that takes guns, so be it. If it takes baseball bats, so be it. But they had never intended for us not to be able to protect ourselves against the government. Not against each other. Yes, that was a gimme. But against the government. The perception of migration has also changed to a majority of Europeans. They're convinced that most migrants are attracted to Europe by pull factors, such as the EU's economic and social benefits. But why not? If you're starving in your home country and you can walk to another one and get fed, why not go there? I am Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Cancerous to drink coffee in California. God, these people are whack. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. A California judge has said now that Starbucks coffee has to adhere to a law that requires vendors to post warnings about cancer-causing ingredients. And apparently, when coffee is roasted, it produces ingredients, or it produces gases, or produces something that could cause cancer should you drink 55 gallons a day or something. I don't know. I have no idea. But if it's from California, here's the sad part about it. Even if they were right, because it's from California, I don't believe it. It's really that simple. Somebody's making money somewhere on this. And that's what bothers me. And you know what? It's like I say to some of my friends when we go to these really bad restaurants. We don't come here for the health. I don't drink coffee because it's healthy. I don't drink coffee because it's good for you. I mean, some people say it is, and some people say it is. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But I drink coffee because I like it. I like the way it tastes. And no, I'm not buzzing afterward. Ask Tammy. She'll tell you. I could drink a pot of this stuff at 11 o'clock, go to sleep at 11:30. University students are forced to confess their white privilege. That's right. You know what they're going to do? They're eventually going to do like the Catholics have that, what is it, the booth you have to go in to confess your sins? Confessional. I should know this. I grew up in the Catholic Church. Now the university students are probably going to do the same thing. Georgia lawmakers are investigating what they call systematic bias against conservative and Christian students at Kennesaw State University. They're threatened. They're retaliated against all because of their viewpoint. Now that's according to State Representative Earl Earhart. Right, the taxpayer-funded university is already facing two federal lawsuits alleging bias against conservatives. Well, it's only taxpayer money. It's not a big deal. See, they use taxpayer money to create the dumbest classes that they force you to go to. And then they do these white privilege classes that you're paying for, taxpayer dollars. And then they have to pass laws that the college is going to have to enforce, whether through lawsuit or not. See, the college would be more than happy to do the lawsuit because they're not paying for it. It's scary. It's a scary thing on campuses today, the state lawmaker told Todd Starnes from the Todd Starnes Show. He said he went on to say that some students were forced, as a condition of their grades, to confess their white privilege in a video. The Marietta Daily Journal reports that college Republicans were unable to bring a GOP gubernatorial candidate to campus because the university charged crazy, outrageous, over-the-top security fees. Right? They approved students, they forced students to get approval from four different departments, right? They charged outrageous fees, but they didn't do the same thing for the liberals. Another student alleged that she was kicked out of class after the professor disagreed with her conservative viewpoint. Many of my professors make it a regular habit to push their own political agendas in the classroom. You know, it was funny. I happened to be talking to a teacher in the area that I'm in. I don't want to give anything away, but they were telling me how a student had picked up some of the phrases that the teacher was using, that the teacher might have been a Christian or religious at best. And a teacher admitted when the teacher was asked that they were a Christian. And the person, the student, was writing a letter, and in the letter, or in the essay, they had mentioned some of their Christian beliefs and why they thought a little differently than the textbook on certain issues. The teacher told me that they gave the student a little less than an A, but it wasn't because of the Christian references. It was because that the teacher didn't totally agree with the way the student came about the final thoughts on the paper. But the student and the teacher both were very happy and relieved at the fact that they were able to speak about their beliefs in a paper and still get graded appropriately, which is really interesting because it doesn't happen with a teacher on the left. It really does, hardcore left. There are moderate Democrat, moderate left-leaning teachers that will allow you to have your say, especially in essay form. But there's a lot that won't. The article goes on to say that many of the professors make it a regular habit to push their own political agendas in the classroom. And the person goes on to say, I fear that if I express my own opinions in opposition, I'll receive a poor grade in the class. In one of my classes, my professor regularly talks about how stupid Republicans are. He makes fun of us on a regular basis. The LGBT... See, I would look at the professor and say, I'm sorry, stupid is what kind of term? Where does that fit? Because, you know, if I use that in an essay, you mark me down. Why do you get to use it in conversation? It would be a heck of a lawsuit here, right? The LGBT and social justice warriors are at the top of the food chain when it comes to this. Right? And Christians and conservatives are usually at the bottom. So if you subscribe to the LGBTQ, as Xander says, ABCD kind of issues, then you're a genius. Then you're really at the top of your game when it comes to thinking things through and logic skills. If you're a Christian or a conservative, you're an idiot. During Todd's recent radio show, a caller from Kennesaw shared her daughter's experience at the university. Kay from Kennesaw said that her daughter was required to attend a one-man play that included Trump bashing, profane tirades against Republicans, and explicit sex talk. She was required. Shouldn't be required. At all. Ever. To go to those things. The mother said her daughter called her in tears. The teenagers are already subjected to so much on these college campuses. And here's the fun thing about it. If this student says anything, she gets marked down because she's questioning the teacher. Right? But if a conservative comes up with an idea, wants to simply discuss, they'll also get marked down. But you can never, say never with me, you can never question a liberal teacher, a liberal professor, can you? You can never ask them why their line of thinking makes sense in your... You know, I'd love to get in one of those classes when you don't need to mark. I wish some older people like myself would get into those classes when we really don't need to pass them to question the teacher. We should be questioning those teachers. Call them on the carpet. See, they look like they're geniuses in front of the kids because there's nobody there with any experience, life experience, to question them. Wouldn't it be great if you could get into those classes? You know, hey, if you pay for it, they got to let you in most cases. Wouldn't that be great to get a whole bunch of warriors in there that would go into those classes and call people out for, call the teachers, the professors out for some of their ignorant comments? Wouldn't that be great? I think it would be. Seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I mean, the ignorance behind all of this, too. I love it. I really do. These teachers in these classes, these kids look up to them. They're like little gods to them. How do we protect them? How do we eventually get to the point where we can protect these young people? You know, like everybody running around talking about repealing the Second Amendment, all these brain surgeons. You know what it takes? Now, they want a law passed. They think the president could do something, or Congress. They can't. They can try to water it down. They can try to work around it. I never understood this about the Second Amendment. Why people, simply, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right? So what law could you pass that the Supreme Court would let you get away with? Now, they could regulate ammunition. They've done it. They could regulate if you could pull it off, 100-cartridge magazine. But they talk about repealing the Second Amendment like, psh, no problem. Write it up, we'll sign it. You brain surgeons, it doesn't work that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Seriously, I promise.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Chuck Berry. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, what does that mean, Johnny B. Good? Right? I mean, sure. How does he know to be good? How does he know what good is? Might be a relative term, right? Well, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb will join us tomorrow night. I hope. You never know. Hey. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, spending with me. And always appreciate the comments that you make, whether it's up on Facebook or on our regular page, therealside.com. The Second Amendment. That's what I was talking about. Not the Second Amendment itself. But the fact that people actually believe the Congress and or, I don't know, your local state, whatever, can just pass a law, write an executive order, and can the Second Amendment. Doesn't quite work that way. And thank God it doesn't. Not just the Second Amendment, for any amendment, or for the government as a whole. See, in order to in order to wipe out, if you would, the Second Amendment, it's a little bit more than grabbing a piece of paper and saying, okay, you're done. You need two-thirds of the House and the Senate. They can't get together anything. To propose an amendment, first they start there. You know, they couldn't even pass a budget with all kinds of game playing done, right? Then they take an affirmative vote of 38 states. That means 38 states would have to step up and go, okay, we're good with this, right? So there's 30 red states right now, and actually, if you look back through history, there's been about that number of red states at any given point in time. Because even when you look at who votes what in the elections, remember, it's only the states with the heavy, dense, big populations that are totally run by Democrats. Right? You know, as of 2018, there's right now, there are 33 Republican governors and 16 Democrats and one independent. Right? Now, they won't go anywhere. They won't go for a change to the Second Amendment. Now, the red states are getting deeper red, and the blue states, deeper blue. Why? Because people migrate to the areas. Remember, it's a representative government slash... Why would you move, as a liberal, why would you move to the most conservative state, city, town, county you could find? You wouldn't. You wouldn't be comfortable there. People like an atheist going to an evangelical Christian church for relaxation. Not going to work. Right? There's just no prospect for a Second Amendment being wiped out right now. It's just not going to happen. It will if you guys don't get off your butt and make sure the states stay where they need to be. You make sure the right people don't get elected to these offices. Look. I don't believe it's going to happen. But you think about it. If we don't come out and vote. We really don't. Not in the off-year elections. But if you don't come out and vote this year, we will have less and less power in the state, in the Congress and the Senate. You need to get up. You need to make phone calls. You need to help your person get elected, whoever that person is. I'm not going to even suggest. You need to hold their feet to the fire. You know, I was having a conversation with a local elected official. And I said, you know, we need to be able to cover this seat, and this seat. And he looked at me and he said, so who stepped up? I said, no one. He goes, exactly. So unless you have a replacement or unless you have a person that will actually step up, forcing somebody to do it never works. Somebody has to have a heart for it. Somebody has to be willing to fight for it. Somebody has to understand the amount of work that's going to go into getting that seat. I don't care where you live or what you're part of. It's not easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you got to work it. What it boils down to is you're going to have to work it. There's no way around it. And this is an election year. This is, you know, we're all worried. We're all afraid. We're all talking about it. But what are you doing about it? Talking about, what was that old saying? Talk is cheap. Now act. What are you acting on? What are you doing? What are you willing to do? Don't you love when I do this to you? This is a fun one. You know, it's funny. They keep talking about equality, and they keep talking about integration. They keep talking about wanting us to come together. Except they don't. They really don't. Pitzer College last week closed its gym to all males because they want to create a safe space for women and gender non-binary students. So I wonder, to play their game, so if you want a non-gender or non-binary gender experience or environment, how do you ban all males? What if I don't identify as a male? What if I identify, well, actually, just non-conforming gender? Can I get in? Do I have to be a woman by birth? Do I have to identify as a woman to get in? God, I'd have a field day with this. For one recent afternoon, Pitcher College closed the Gold Student Center to all males to create a safe space for women and gender non-binary students. Pitcher College residents' life and gym itself announced that the Friday event on Facebook. They had posters up all over campus that proclaimed that the idea was designed to support the health of women and non-binary people. Okay. There was a three-hour closure of the Pitcher Gym, to the men that is, so that people of other genders feel safe to explore the gym, learn about the equipment, or just work out in a man-free space. Yes, because we're so nasty. We're so mean. We're so terrible. The closure occurred between 2 and 5 p.m., generally high-volume hours for the GSC. The experimental gym day was announced shortly after the University of Manitoba in Canada offered its students male-free gym hours. Isn't that cool? We are so terrible, petrifying, overpowering, nasty, hateful, deceitful human beings that we have to be banned from a gym for a couple hours. Isn't that amazing? The event was organized by two Pitcher resident advisors and also sponsored by the Pitcher College residents and the Gold Student Center. The Independent attempted to inquire, which is a local paper, with the organizers about why women and non-binary individuals have difficulty exercising with men, but the university wouldn't respond. I'd love to know that. I don't work out in the gym. Uh-oh. Does this mean I'm in trouble?
No, but remember when gyms were mostly men? They were built for men. That's all that went to gyms.
Manly men.
And the women fought to get in there because the women had their own gyms. That was just in the 80s, like the mid 80s, and the men had their own gyms.
Like I
women,
thought that.
I know. I'm sorry, but women wanted to get into the gyms with the men because they wanted equal access to equal equipment. Blah blah blah. Now they're booting the men out.
See what you women do?
I didn't do that.
You come in, you take over.
Come on. I mean, just think about the craziness. It's like the thing that's happening where they're having the segregated housing so that the blacks can live in their own housing. It's the same thing. They're like reverting back to what they fought for.
They don't care. What do you mean they're reverting back? They don't care. I mean, that is funny. I'll give you that one. That's funny. I don't get it. You know, you're so right. Now you just threw a wrench in my brain because I'm sitting here thinking, wow, you know, that it's been like that forever. I remember when they wanted their own place to go, if you would. Right?
Yeah.
God. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger showed up and changed everything, I guess. I don't know. I don't track it. I don't want to track it. I'm not a gym person. You could put a gun to my head right now and say, all right, where's the gym? I just tell you to pull the trigger. It'd save us both a lot of time. 855-732-5563.
It's next to your fish restaurant there, buddy.
No, it isn't. It's across the walkway.
Okay.
That's a long walk. I wouldn't have to go to the gym. I'd have to go to the front door of the gym. All right, that's it for me. I'm done. Okay. Where's the ice cream place? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Forget that number. We're done. We're out of here. Too much fish talk. Too much gym talk. I got to go take a nap now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. We're here every night. You're welcome to join us. Actually, you should join us. Don't make me come looking for you. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.